in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for May 17, 2023, episode 39.
Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. I'd like to file a complaint.
What now? Right off the bat, our first weekly show, and it starts with complaining.
In the fact, work conditions in on my side of the desk are unacceptable.
Do you have an HR issue?
I'm taking it to HR.
What's the problem? Hold on.
Oh.
Let's cheers.
Okay.
First, before we do anything, cheers, darling. Baby. Okay, let's see. This is, smells. Let's not say it yet. Let's wait. Hold on.
Oh. That is rich and full body.
It has opened up a bit already.
It has.
I would say. I was thinking
I think it's wide open.
sorry, I got distracted. If we ever do t-shirts, that should be it. Curry and the Keeper. I think it needs to open up a bit.
Yes.
Let's see what we have. Now, who do we get this from?
This from Peggy, my friend Peggy, who was just here visiting with us.
She brought us two bottles of wine. And we scanned them both with the Vivino app.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And this had higher points, but a lower price.
Peggy, we know what you paid for
which
it.
I don't know. There's absolutely no meaning to me. This is the Capo Zafferano. Capo Zafferano. Rosso Appassimento. It's a product of Italy. It's even, look at here, I like this little label. It says Italian style.
Oh.
Like Gangnam style Italian.
The bottle is heavy,
it's
though,
extremely
right?
Heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you could clobber somebody with that thing.
And you know what the problem is? There's absolutely nothing on this that I can read. It's all Italian. It looks like it has a great little Italian thing here on the front. But I put the picture in the show
Italian
notes.
Thing?
Yeah, like an Italian phrase. Like, il visi capo Severano simboliano. I like Italian.
It's very full body.
I like the logo.
It.
Italian style. What does that even mean, Italian style?
It's probably packaged in Wisconsin.
But it is actually imported into Tyler, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that?
Mm. It's very good.
14.5% alcohol. Oh, that's why you like it.
Mm.
Excellent. Well,
is that typical, though? I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
No, I think it's more typical. It's like 12, 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So it's a little more. So let's see how you do.
Yeah.
See if you get all saucy. Saucy, sassy.
So here we are.
Yes. First of all, welcome to your Fountain Top 10 show, everybody.
Hello.
Just saying. Curry and the Keeper. I'm Adam.
I'm Tina. And we're here to entertain you.
That's right. To drink some wine. Is this a show?
I just said, I'm going to turn into an alcoholic now that I'm drinking weekly. Mm-hmm.
No, you'll be fine. But I'm sorry, what is wrong with the working conditions? I mean,
I just noticed my headphones, the material's falling off of it. There's wires everywhere. I feel like I'm in a spaghetti bowl.
The wires
and my desk, I have 6 inches of desk where you have, I don't know, 3 feet over there.
Yeah, well, I have all the gear. What do you want? You want your own desk? You can sit in the corner. Yeah, I'll clean all that up there. You don't have to.
You should clean that up over there.
You can be like Robin on the Howard Stern show over there. Don't even look at me. Just sit over there. That is a lot of stuff there. But it's all like gear that people send me. So I have to enjoy it and then have to file it away. People send us so many books.
I know.
The books are getting out of hand.
Yes, we get a lot of books.
And every single person, like, this book helped me so much.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And then I go to my resident expert, Annette Pruitt. I'm like, have you read this book? And so she gives me her book review. Yes.
So this is our first, really the first official show where we're working it. This is not just a hobby.
I know.
We're doing it for real.
And I'm busy. I am busy.
Well,
it's crazy.
Okay. So that means that you sent out a newsletter.
I did. I sent out our first newsletter. It had a 70% open rate. That's pretty darn good.
That's good, right?
Everybody was kind of anticipating it. Interesting. We have, I think maybe 200. Let me see. How many subscribers do we have? 235. And the We had 443 views on the newsletter.
Okay.
So people are looking at it. They click the link.
But they're not subscribing to it?
Yeah. Okay. They're just checking it out, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah.
And we have a donation page, which is really legit now. We have our website. We worked on the website.
Yes, we did.
And it looks pretty good. It looks better than when you left for New York.
Yes.
Was it all fixed by the time you left for New York?
Because I looked at it and I thought, oh my God,
little this is pretty bad. Dashes and stuff.
Yeah,
man. So I was kind of lonely.
You were.
Since the last
when
show.
When I went to New York.
Yeah, because we did the show on Tuesday. Then you left on Wednesday. It was just me and the Feedmeister. And it got real quiet here.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you how lonely we were.
Oh, no.
You know, I didn't want you to feel like bad.
You worked 2 out of the 3 days that I was gone. I was only gone for, what, 72
I know, but
hours?
But it's the evenings, you know. And then what I resort to is, you know, okay, I'll just grab some beef out of the freezer and, you know, throw that into the cast iron skillet and boil some potatoes.
Yes.
It's basically boil potatoes and whatever I can get out of the freezer.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there and, you know, Phoebe's kind of, she was a little inconsolable the first day.
Let's back up. So you took me to the airport. We took Phoebe with us.
Yes.
She likes going in the car.
Yes.
And what I thought was so sweet. So you kissed me goodbye, curbside. You kicked me out. Get out.
I did not. I did not.
And,
yeah, I did kick you out curbside.
And you're like, get out. See ya. And so then you went to get in the car and then you came back.
Oh, yes, I did.
And you prayed over me.
Yes, of
which
course.
Was so sweet.
Well, we had completely not done that. I said, please, safe trip for Tina.
And I think before you left, then he said, what are your passwords for here?
Could you sign a few checks just in case, you know?
Yeah, so that was really sweet.
Oh, babe, of course.
And so, I flew to New York and... Migs, who
by the way, this is what I've learned.
Yes.
This is what I learned from my friend Jimmy.
Yes.
He says, I'm a bashful. I'll pray for anything, anytime, anywhere.
I know.
And whenever someone writes me something like, hey, like I'm going to have a spine operation on Tuesday, you know, the 22nd, whatever it is, I said, I'll pray for you. And I do it right.
I
stop right
you're
then
very,
and there.
You're yeah, very good about that.
Not like, I'll pray for you and then forget
like,
about it.
Let me
it.
Add you to my list.
No, I do it right away.
Yeah.
Right away.
Well, I'm in constant conversation with God, constantly.
Okay, well, listen, you know, sorry, I call waiting, your husband calling.
So Migs, who lives in New York,
he
listens to the show, but he's a no agenda.
He's mafia.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not.
He's Curry and the Keeper, Vineyard Nation mobster, definitely.
Anyway, so he messaged me before I left and he said, look, I'll come to the airport and I'll take you to the hotel if you are worried. Now, and I was getting in so late and he lives far from the airport, I believe, or it would have been far for him to take me to, as Elise says it, FIDI.
FIDI,
It's not the financial district.
Used to be the financial district. Now it's FIDI.
FIDI.
Well, the reason why is because you were, you know, you got a little spun up over New York.
Yeah. News propaganda for sure.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was victim to it and I live with you and,
Wait, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you deconstruct everything.
Yeah, but you live with me. That means you should be calm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And I
all right.
Yes. And I fell victim to it. So anyway, Migs, as soon as I said, no, that's fine. I'll text you when I get there. And so sure enough, right when I got to the hotel, he texted me, did you make it? And I said, I definitely made it. And
you felt okay, right? By the time you were in?
I did. And it was your favorite Matthew scripture about worrying was the scripture that popped up the very next morning. Yes.
Can anyone gain a single extra hour of life by worrying?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Yeah. Matthew 6:27. Mm-hmm. So
I love that one.
Yeah. It was, the hotel was very cool.
Now, which hotel was this?
It was the Mint House.
Oh yeah. The Mint House.
And it's
House,
these,
right.
They're almost like apartment hotels. Mm-hmm. And so I had a full kitchen.
This is the new way because
Airbnb is getting bad.
Like room service and having, they have a restaurant in the hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the, but they have no room service, which makes sense because that's nothing but a pain in the butt. It's horrible anyway. And you're in New York.
But you know what they did before my arrival? They said, stock up your kitchen. Click this link and we will get you stuff and your kitchen will be stocked when you get there.
Oh, there's a little kitchen in there.
Yeah, I had a whole kitchen in the, cool. The place.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool.
So what did you
cool
have in your kitchen? What did you stock up?
I didn't get anything. No, because I knew that I checked out the building. I knew there was a store around the corner and there was a coffee shop in the lobby. And I was like, I will want to get out of the room.
Yeah.
So I got there and it was really like the room. And before Elise came on the following day.
Oh, we're allowed to mention her now?
Yes. Yeah. I can. going to mention her. She wants me to give out her Instagram handle, which I won't.
Now why not? No. Let's just put this all into perspective here, because you were going to see your daughter in New York, who we haven't seen for how long?
I saw her in November. I think it was November she came, before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did.
About 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah. I talked to her all the time. We FaceTime too. Yeah,
but this was for Mother's Day, and she was going to introduce all her friends to you, and she was really excited about you coming. And you had a mission from me. It's like, be the big, cool mom who pops in from, hello, I'm in from Hill Country. Pa, 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 pa. What can I get you to drink?
It's so funny because I met her friends, and her friends are going, hey, so how long have you lived at the ranch? On the ranch?
We have a ranch now? Oh, at least she's telling everyone.
They want to come to the ranch.
My mom's coming in from the ranch. Okay.
Well, I guess our 3 acres is a little different than their communal living.
It's a ranch. All right. Yeah.
So before she got there, I went out and walked the streets by myself. There were so many people out. There were kids out.
You weren't worried about
anything. At all. And so.
And it's the Phi Dye.
It's Phi Dye. Phi Dye. Right?
What goes on? Phi Dye. Nothing happens in the Phi Dye.
So Elise and I, we went to the seaport and had lunch,
right
by the water. So that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That was Thursday. And then we went and had a really nice sushi dinner. I can't remember the place. I can't remember the name of the place, but it was really a small place. Mm-hmm. Really good.
So Elise, when she was still living with us and you used to go out of town and you were doing something, whatever it was, then she'd be like, oh, let's go out to dinner. And she would always select the best places.
I know.
She's very good at it.
She would say, you want to go out to dinner? We'd say, sure, you pick the place. Yeah. And she'd always pick the place and make the reservation.
Most expensive.
Yeah. She's gotten kicked off of Open Table though, because she did
that thing that I despise so much, where you do reservations and all the restaurants and didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after sushi, we had a little bit of time before we went to go see the play. We went to see Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm. And so we went to this bar. And so we had a couple drinks at the sushi restaurant, and then we went to the bar and we had.
So you're feeling no
I'm
pain.
Feeling good.
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling
at this
good.
Point.
I'm with my daughter. Moulin Rouge. Having a great time.
Yeah.
So we're at the bar, and this woman's serving us, and we're drinking. She's drinking her third drink. I don't remember which. I don't know if she had a cocktail, and I'm drinking my third drink. And she goes to me. She goes, "Yeah, I got to be careful because, man, I can't get blotto."
Oh no, she said blotto. How old was this bartender?
Elise said blotto.
Elise said blotto.
I said, oh my gosh, have you seen Adam and Swamp Thing?
This is unbelievable.
I go, oh my gosh, I got to add that to my list.
Hold on a second.
I was really blotto.
That's me, baby. That's me.
She said.
That's me. One more time.
I was really blotto.
I about fell off my bar stool and she said
that. Is that a thing again?
We say that all the time.
What? And I remember doing this Swamp Thing and saying to Tom Blomquist, who we met in South Carolina, who wrote it, I said, no one in their right mind says blotto.
I told
her
the
hammered,
story.
It's hammered, it's slammed, it's blasted, but blotto. And what did she do? She think that was funny?
Oh, man, I can't get blotto. I'm like...
But you told her that before that or afterwards?
No, after. I'm like, oh my God, what did you say?
Like,
and she has seen Swamp Things.
Bell bottoms are coming back too,
my
baby.
Gosh.
Watch out.
She is so she's so stylish. I mean, she is just striking.
Oh, yeah.
Striking.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so before we go to the play, we stop at some shop. She stopped to get something. And I'm standing there. You know, I'm just standing there.
In the shop or outside?
In the shop. You know, I'm with her. She's buying something. And this guy, there was a girl and a guy behind the counter. And the guy turns to me and he goes, I'd put a ring on it. To me.
Did he not see you had multiple rings already?
Elise goes, I go, I'm her mother. Elise is like, oh my gosh.
And was the guy attractive?
All I did was like, I got to put that down on the list to bring it up.
Now, if I came home and said some woman was hitting on me, would you be laughing the same way I'm laughing at you now?
Probably not. You know, we have double standards. It's okay.
Okay. So, just checking in. Just want to make sure life is still unfair.
So then we get to the play.
Which is why I never tell her about it.
Thank you. So we get to the play. Like I said, we went to see Moulin Rouge. And
Which we had seen before, the two of us, in 2019.
It's a great play, which I'll talk about in a minute. But so we're sitting there and Elise turns around. She goes, excuse me, to the two women behind us. She goes, can you take a picture of me and my mom? And the women go,
that's your mom?
That's
really?
Your mom?
This trip just keeps getting better. I mean, you're getting hit on. You're getting called out. Which, by the way, is something I would say, like, what? You're not sisters?
So Elise is like, oh my gosh, come on already.
But that was lady, but that was women saying
that. Yeah, it made me feel good, you know.
Of course.
Being of advanced age.
And this was your first day. I mean, what else? Nothing could go wrong after that. Meanwhile, I'm just doing the show, plugging away.
With your boiled potatoes.
With my boiled potatoes and my beef and my dog. Playing country
and
songs.
And I'm living it up in New York City, Broadway.
Okay.
Oh, it was funny. So, yes. Yeah, so then Moulin Rouge, it was great. It was great. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga music, Gwen Stefani. They updated it.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And JoJo was Satine. JoJo is like Elise knew who she was. I didn't know who she was until I looked her up, but she's a
JoJo.
Big artist. Mm-hmm. But it was, yeah, it's pretty much debaucherous at the beginning. It's like, whoa, I never recognized it for that, but it was a lot.
Well, now that you're a Christian, you have to like be against all that.
No, I don't. No,
what?
I can have
I'm
a good
shocked.
Time.
I'm shocked, I tell you.
I can
you.
Hop
I'm...
on stage with them. So
no. Okay.
No.
But it was like Sam Smith debaucherous or.
Well, you know, it's like burlesque in the beginning.
Right.
You know,
oh,
they
okay.
sing that song, the one I was singing that I didn't know the words.
Sing it. I love it when
no,
you
I'm
sing. Oh,
singing.
Come on. Please. Oh, please. Oh, Lord, no. Please. I pray. Let Tina sing. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, please. Because you did that the other day.
How
at the,
did
at
I
the
do
pool.
It?
Voodoo schnabby hoobie bloop blosh, my mom.
That's about right.
That's exactly what you did. I was cracking up. Like, did you do that on purpose? Yeah, no, you didn't. You just, okay, yeah. Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous?
Will you?
Will you?
Coucher?
Coucher.
Sleep?
Sleep.
Avec moi?
Avec moi.
Avec moi.
Avec
with me.
Moi.
With me.
Voulez-vous coucher?
Avec moi.
Avec moi.
Bingo.
Hey,
hey.
I got it.
Very good. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a jingle for that.
In the evening. Oh.
Thank you, Sir Brian, with an I.
We got jingles.
Roommate?
We got jingles.
Clint?
We have a whole jingle package.
Here's, oh, we do.
Here's the other half.
Vineyard Nation.
That's our jingle package right there. In the evening and Vineyard Nation.
We're a real show now.
That's
we got
right,
two.
I'm
we got two
you.
Jingles.
We got jingles. Yeah,
people are gonna start requesting jingles.
We got jingles. We got a website. We got a newsletter. It's beautiful.
Who are we?
It's beautiful.
Okay, so let me finish through the. I'll finish through the.
Sure, of
the,
course. So, this is your road report. I'm loving it.
So we went to Soho for lunch, which was really nice. And one thing that I noticed is a lot of young girls wear their dogs.
They wear their dogs?
They have baby slings and they wear
what?
Their baby dogs. Yes. Mm-hmm. I so wanted to take a picture, but
how,
I was like,
how old are
me.
These young women?
Well, they're probably in their early 20s. Yeah. They
so
wear their dogs.
Instead of having actual babies, they're just carrying their dogs.
They're carrying their dogs.
In like one of those.
In a big, yeah. Baby Bjorn.
A baby Bjorn well, was, on the front or on the back?
It was a sling. So it was a sling, you know.
What like little
dogs, like little chihuahuas.
This is lame. What is going on? No wonder the country's going to crap.
And there were two girls, they were waiting in line in front of us for lunch and they were wearing their dogs. And I'm like,
wearing
oh my
their
gosh,
dogs.
That's a new fashion accessory.
This is a good report.
So then what did we do? So we went shopping, of course. That was fun. And we went, you know, did a little facials and manicures and stuff. And that was fun. And then I...
Claws and paws, all that
claws
stuff.
Claws and paws. And so then Elise and I went back to her apartment. So I
which
got
which you
to
had
see,
not seen yet.
No, she was in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I got
which
to
she shares
time,
with Mackenzie.
Who I absolutely
we
adore.
We love Mackenzie.
Oh
we
my
know,
gosh,
we
she's
know
our
Mackenzie.
Fourth daughter for yeah, sure. She's, yeah. And she's just so sweet. But the thing that I noticed is that they have their own language. And I remember that. Like they'll say things to each other, like repeat, like it's wackadoodle time. Like they'll say things from different television
were
shows.
Were you teleported back to your 20s?
You know what? When I was watching Elise get ready, I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to do this when I was in my 20s. So there were aspects of her that really reminded me of who I was when I lived in Chicago.
Nice.
It was really cool. And then so we went out to dinner with her friends, well, with Mackenzie, with Matt and Maggie. And so Elise goes, oh, so Matt wanted to know. He's
wait
like,
a minute. I thought it was going to be like 18 friends or something.
No. It was really, only five.
Oh, so she selected the creme de la creme.
Yes. I guess. Yeah. I mean, nice. I guess. And I think all of them are her really good friends. Yeah. And so it was fun. They wanted to know stories about her when she was growing up. And so I shared a few stories. I cleared it through her, you know, because I didn't want. But Elise and I, we just... It was so lovely being with her. I mean, I adored my time with her.
I'm so happy because there was a time when we wanted to stick her behind the
wallpaper.
Yeah, like just paper over her and just leave her there for a week. Yeah.
But she said, she called me on Mother's Day and she said, she goes, Matt, who was at dinner, she goes, he wants you to rank them. Rank my friends. I go, really?
What is that all about? Like what are the criteria of ranking said friends?
I said, well, Mackenzie's top, number one. Of yes. Yeah. I said, then Matt, because he was extremely talkative, and Maggie, I didn't get to talk to Maggie as much. So
we're sorry for Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie clearly lost out on the deal here.
Mm-hmm. But it was, I had an absolutely wonderful time there. It was absolutely, but you know, living out here in Hill Country and then going to a city like that.
Oh, it's a sensory overload, no doubt.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It was just noisy and busy and the energy is just, it's crazy.
Did you like the energy? Did you like the energy of New York?
I did. I don't think I could live there, no. But I mean, in small doses,
A couple days.
And I loved seeing how Elise is thriving there. Mm-hmm. And it rests my heart, you know, that...
Yeah, because you got a kid living and working in New York.
I mean, I have another one in Chicago, two major cities. Right. Yeah. So it was so much fun, but I love the blotto comment.
Is this what you were holding on to this whole time? I have something to tell you. I have something to tell you. Oh, I can't wait to tell you. It's like, just stop already.
And of course, the guy was like, I mean, unprovoked. I'll put a ring on it. And I'm her mother.
Yeah. Hello. I'm married to the podfather. Where was that bit? That little, see this ring? Yo, dude, see this podfather, property of the pod?
Oh, what do you want father. Me to, you want me to tattoo it on my forehead?
Not a bad idea. Inside your lip, maybe. Property of the podfather. Just pull your lip down. Podfather land.
Anyway.
That's right.
So that was fun.
Oh, I'm so happy, babe. Yeah. Well, meanwhile, it was just Adam and Phoebe, and she was sad. And then she got an ear infection Saturday morning. Happened Friday night.
Yeah, but you were not a good dog, Dad, because you didn't take her to the vet.
It was Saturday, and I like, oh.
I got home Saturday night, her ear was so droopy, and she was, her head was cocked to the side.
Yeah, but this is, thanks for ranking me on the scale of dog dads. I honestly didn't realize they were open, but they, of course, would have been open until noon on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I felt really bad, and luckily... we were able to get some temporary stuff just for Saturday, for Sunday from Jimmy and Annette.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did go Saturday to the meetup.
Yeah, Austin.
Yeah, which it was supposed to be a Mother's Day meetup.
With your special guest.
With my special guest, Pastor Jimmy.
Yep.
And there's this little show they have called Living Up in a Down World.
Yes.
And we always listen to that. We listen to their show in bed, which is always, we actually hold hands, listen to their show together.
We do.
Yeah. While we're kind of, you know, halfway, we're not sleeping, but we're
No, I listen to the whole thing.
Very, very calm and just listening to it.
And laughing.
Of course laughing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so I mean, we had a really good time. Let me just start with that. We had a really good time. Of course, it was nice to just drive to Austin. I drove with a car that drives itself.
Yes, yes.
And we got there a little bit early, which was, there you go. Phenomenal, of course, early, 10 to 1 or something. Baron Scott was there right away. You know, he's like, hey, blah, 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 here's, you know, he had the name tags and everything was all good to go. There were already a couple people there. He had venison for us.
Yes.
Venison, like shanks or it's shoulder or something. And then he also has
dehydrated.
Gym. No, not the other cut. He has the most tender piece of
filet mignon.
Yeah, like a filet, not a filet.
Ribeye.
Okay, a really
strip
good
steak.
I can't. You're confusing me now. Really good cuts.
Backstrap.
No, but he had great cuts.
Okay.
And then, he did indeed. He said, okay, and this is, Scott, like this is why he had dehydrated snacks for Phoebe, which we haven't tried yet, but I'm sure she'll love that. And he said, and here's a dehydrated chili. It's the venison chili. It's good for 25 years. Okay, Scott, perfect. 25 years. So we put it with our other prepper gear, with the ham radios. And it was really nice because a lot of, you know, people we know were there. Mr. Robot and Mark, who is going to come out and do our, finally do it. And someone, he's going to do our yes. window replacement.
Yes.
He owns a window deal. Alex was there.
Yes, Alex Zavala.
With his wife.
Jen.
Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And wow, so nice talking to them.
Well, I know them backstory. When I worked at Ronald McDonald House Charities, they were one of our families. And when their daughter, their second daughter was born, she was in the NICU. Mm-hmm. And so we featured them. I produced a video with them for one of our largest fundraisers. So, and I didn't know that he listened to No
Agenda. I met them a couple yes. times then too. Right.
And I don't know when he started to listen to No Agenda, but he's been listening for a while. And he has since started a podcast about the NICU.
NICU Dads, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is neonatal intensive care unit. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was, I didn't actually know that he had started that podcast. And you were, unbeknownst to me, kind of, you were helping him.
I know.
With the,
I have entirely too much to do.
Oh, please.
Are you kidding me?
No,
my work has increased tenfold.
Well, welcome to the world of people who work. Pour me another glass. Man, oh, man. Oh, my work. Oh, well, I will say you overschedule yourself sometimes. And I have to, and I'm wary of saying to you, hey, like, you know, you come home, you can have this, these four things in a row. Although you don't have to worry about Friday.
Oh,
which will be our anniversary. I've taken care of that.
Yes, let's finish it. Let's finish with the meetup story. Then I want to hear all about what you have planned.
Okay. I'm going to put a ring on it.
Ooh.
Gordon Walton was there with, I think,
Gordon Walton?
Oh, he's been a baron forever.
Oh.
He was the one. He actually drove me to the first meetup before I even lived in Austin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But and
talk about how much of a rock star Jimmy was at this.
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
You want to tell the story? Okay. You know, did I tell you about what happened in New York? No, just let me tell this. Let me get to it in my own little, I have stuff to say about Jimmy Pruitt.
Relax.
I have stuff to say about Jimmy Pruitt.
Oh, here it comes. No.
OC was there.
Yes. OC was Rachel there.
Yes. Rachel was there. Nice. And OC had his, younger sister who was very cool. Also, Trinidad, you know, all these guys.
Do you remember who OC got knighted in Bastrop?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he has Trinidad and, I want to say, it's not Bernard. I can't remember his name. But these are all people they met through No Agenda. They're actually working on, you know, on real estate. Because, you know, they have a real estate brokerage and flipping homes and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they're actually doing quite well.
Yeah.
And he had his younger sister there. Who is a biologist, but she had gotten a grant and she was up in, she's in South Dakota, helping to manage bison.
Oh.
Yeah. And she said,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. She says, it's really interesting. I come back to Austin and everybody's got a lot of money and everyone's unhappy. And I go back to South Dakota. There's not a lot of money and everybody's happy.
Isn't that interesting?
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so, but Jimmy got cornered right away because he didn't realize, I told him, there's a lot of crossover. A lot of people who listen to No Agenda, Curry and the Keeper, listen to Living Up in a Down World. And so right away, boom. I don't think he quite knew what was going to hit him because when you get Mr. Robot and a couple other people, you know, and by the way, I love all these people. Uh-huh. But even when you're leaving, they kind of follow you like Pac-Man. Waka, 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 waka. And they're catching up to you, you know?
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
It's like the one guy in Nashville who stayed with us
exactly.
I forget what his name was.
Yeah. And so I was, of course, saving him from time to time. Hey, Jimmy, come on over here.
See, you were his handler.
I know, but I needed a handler myself. Oh. You know, we had to handle each other.
Next time Annette and I will be there.
This would be a lot of because everyone asked where you guys were. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, well, where's Tina? And you know, and of course, Dame Annette. there's a big and then Jimmy talked about it in on Sunday in the message.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, a lot of people, when they figured out he was pastor, a lot of people came to him with kind of their God stories.
Yes.
Or, you know, I've been thinking about it, or I'm thinking about coming back. And it was, that was really interesting.
Yeah.
When we were done, I mean, we both looked at each other like, I mean, it was 3 hours. You know what it's like, a meetup.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And we're just sitting in the car like, yeah. And I said, what do you think? He says, it's just like church.
Yeah.
Said, exactly. Uh-huh. This is my congregation right
after
here.
I go to the late service and people stop him all the time. to talk.
Well, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course. It's this is why we connect on such a deep level. Mm-hmm. Although we do totally different things, there's so many similarities. Mm-hmm. You walk on the street, people like, you know, hey Pastor Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Me is like, hey, Podfather. Mm-hmm. You know, saw you on Rogan. You know,
yeah, I went to your church. I went to lunch with Annette today, and Same thing. Yep. She comes back from the bathroom, and she's stopping at a table. Yep. I'm like, you're a local celeb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, continue.
Oh, and then I hear on, you know.
Did you clip anything?
No, I didn't clip. No, I should have done that. But, you know, so as we're driving, we're having guy talk.
Yeah.
This is on the way there. You know, and it's wet weather. Now, you have to understand, we're actually talking about our dads. And I said, you know, my grandfather, you know, I have so much from him. He was the guy that was writing, you know, typing in the middle of the night, sending off notes, little index cards written on his Corona to senators and congressmen and the president. And he was always reading stuff, and he understood what was going on in the world. But he was also the guy on Saturday who would go out and buy flowers and take them to the Mianus Gorge old ladies' home and give all the ladies a flower and put them in their room in a little vase. And he was also the guy at the intersection and be like, after you. Let me go ahead, lady.
My pet peeve when you let five or six people in and you're like, go ahead.
And I said, as we're doing this, we're behind this clearly, you know, converted tour bus, which has like, it was painted some god awful color. And we're talking about the bus like, man, I bet that thing has some stories. I said, yeah, I bet it smells bad. So we're driving behind the bus. It's in Dripping Springs. Which has a speed limit of 55 on the outside 65, and then Pastor Jimmy Pruitt on his podcast says, "Oh yeah, boy, it was really Adam was doing 67, and I wish I had an accelerator." He threw me under the tour bus.
Totally did he? Yes,
the repainted tour bus. So
that's so funny.
Let me just.
You talked about it for 2 days. You were like, you couldn't believe it. You talked about it for 2 days.
I can't believe he didn't say, dude, pass this thing. That's what I would have expected.
I keep my mouth shut anymore, too, because, you know.
Well,
but how do you not know not to pass the slow-moving bus?
He was in the left-hand lane. Just a couple things you'd understand. One, when I learned how to drive in the Netherlands, it was an absolute punishable, finable offense to pass on the right. It is still weird for me to pass anybody on the right.
Time to get over it. You've been living here for how long?
It's the same thing. We didn't have stop signs, but when you come to an intersection, someone from the right always has the right of way, which is also weird. When I go around the corner, I still always look in my mirror and look over my shoulder to make sure I'm not going to squash a bike. You know, of course, there's rarely a bike, but I still do that. The other thing is once you've flown 300 miles an hour in the air, you don't care. You just want to get to places safely. And that's who I am. I'm a safe, and I drive the speed limit plus 5.
That is not true.
I drive plus 5.
That is not true. And
you know what? You can drive yourself now. Have fun going to the airport yourself.
That's not true.
So it's all good. It's all fine. I was a little dinged by it.
Because not only do you have your best friend saying that to you, you have your wife as well. So you probably feel ganged up on
Unbelievable.
Her. Yes.
Unbelievable.
You and Annette are the same. Me and Jimmy are the same. We're like, drive the speed limit or go around.
I just want to say I was driving too over the speed limit.
Interesting, because the speed limits keep changing every time you tell me this story. It was 65, and then now you just said 55.
No, Dripping Springs is 55. It's even 50 in some parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, why am I even falling for this? Get out of my way, you. Stop.
Oh,
anyway, it was a great time, and I'm so happy you got to witness that, because it also shows how many people. I mean, something's going on here. I mean,
something's
going on with people. People are definitely interested in the Word of God.
Aslan's on the move.
Yes, Aslan is definitely on the move. People, there's something going on.
I agree.
And these are people I've known for some of them for, you know, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, 12 years, 12, mm-hmm. 13 years. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and there's just people coming up to me, yeah. and there's Minister Cat, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, hello, Minister Cat.
Yeah, a lot of our friends too have been talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, like Mark reached out and asked what Bible I had. So
which Mark?
Mark Hall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or he said, or he started reading his own Bible, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
We're trendsetting, babe.
We're trendsetting.
Yeah. Hello, Jesus. Here we come.
So yeah, so by the time we got home on Saturday night after we had dinner at Annette and Jimmy's house.
Well, Annette picked you up, Annette which was really cool.
Which was a big thing for her.
Now, did you bitch at her about going slow? Like, could you please go faster?
No, I don't do that to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I drove.
Oh, you drove back?
I drove back. I told her I'd drive back. Oh, okay. So I'm going with her on Sunday to pick up her kids, her daughter and son-in-law. And she's like,
I turned the other cheek on my friend, Jimmy.
I know. I like the head sweep.
It was good. I turned the other cheek. She slapped me.
But Sunday I'm going to take it, drive Annette's car to the San Antonio airport to pick up her kids. Her daughter.
Drive her car?
Yeah. She's like, I want you to come with me. Will you drive my car? I'm I'll drive. I don't care.
That's fine.
For sure. I don't care. Yeah. But so yes, we get home on Saturday night and poor Phoebe's ear. Yeah,
she was hurting.
She was hurting bad.
Yeah. Her eye was starting to get thick and everything.
Yeah. Oh, she was hurting so
bad. It was like hamburger meat in her ear. It was really bad.
I've never seen it that bad.
Yeah.
So first thing Monday morning, you take her to the vet.
Yep. I called him up and I love that, you know, call him at 8:05. Yep. We'll see you when you're ready.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Mm-hmm. I'm in the car. 15 minutes later, we're there. So cute. And so, you know, we all know that Phoebe has had a little bit of a girth issue.
She's skipper. Her Barbie waist is gone.
And you know, the vet had said to me, it's like, dude, you know, she's going to have her food, which was for us, like, and you were cheating.
I was.
You weren't giving
her. I know
her,
what it's like to be on a diet. I know what it's like to be hungry.
She's a dog. This is what you always throw at me. She's a dog. But I know what it's like to be on a diet.
You don't know what it's like to be hungry because you can eat whatever you want.
Yes, this is true.
Although I did
I was
tell
really blotto.
Sorry. So
I was telling Annette, I go, yeah, Adam couldn't sleep last night. I was telling her how you kind of figured something out. And I go, he couldn't sleep. And so he got up and drank chocolate milk. I go, he's on his way to 33s.
I don't think so. I'm still wearing my 32s and I can still put my gun in there. Okay. So it's fine. And so I take her up and we put her on the scale. She's lost 10 pounds in a little over the week. And all the ladies there are like, well, I wish I could do that. Blah, blah, blah.
I think she was retaining water when she was 119 pounds.
That was my line. He must have been. But yeah, so she was 109. It's like, okay, this is good. And then, you know, the cute little vet assistant or whatever comes out, you know, the really young girl. She's like, I'll take Phoebe. I'm like, well, maybe I should go with you. She's like, no, it's better if owners don't go. I'm like, okay, good luck with that. And Phoebe was like, I'm not going anywhere. But then she did it. She just, come on, Phoebe, pulled her right in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was impressed. And maybe it's true. You know, I'm a overly concerned dog dad. You know, like, oh, what you going to do? I mean, you're going to be okay in there? Because she can be kind of,
yeah.
You know, she has a strong will. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. And then the vet comes out, the younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, we packed it full. And she's splattered. She's shaking her head, spraying everywhere.
They must have had to hold her head down.
I guess so. So we cleaned it out. We packed it. And they gave her prednisone, which is, you know, it's a cancer drug.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what they, you know, it's a steroid.
It's a steroid.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a cancer drug.
Yes. Prednisone is given to cancer patients. Oh. Sure. Mm. Yeah. Well, this is a dog dose.
Oh.
And so I bring her home. And
she get the monoclonal antibody shot?
Yeah, she got
too?
Monoclonal antibody. Yeah.
Yes.
She hasn't been licking her paw.
It's good for Phoebe.
Right? Just saying. So thank God. And today she is well on the mend.
Yes.
Yeah. She's well on the mend. She's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's getting her Barbie doll waist back.
She is. She's looking good.
Yeah.
Although
she's looking good.
I was talking to my buddy Vic last night. You were kind enough to take her out and you came back like, wah, wah, wah. She wouldn't listen to me.
She does not listen to me.
Well, you have no authority.
Apparently, I don't. I am not the alpha dog.
No, well, you could be. You just got to
relinquish to you. I have so much work to do. I can't.
It's just the problem.
I just can't.
You gave me. and you have this scowl on your face. I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel guilty right away. I feel guilty.
Well, because she just stops in her tracks and she won't move. Yeah. And she's 109 pounds. Yeah. And yeah. I'm just, yeah. And I get angry with her.
You're 115.
I'm 110.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you can barely win this.
Hardly.
Anyway.
Yes. So then, I had a friend come
over.
No,
wait. Then I worked again on Sunday. Oh, remember that little thing I do?
Oh, yeah.
You've missed two shows.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's all right. We talked
Brianne
about
you. Oh, you did?
Always.
Oh, what did you say?
Good things.
Oh, like what?
Oh, I don't know. You have to listen. I forgot. It was hilarious.
Why didn't I listen? Oh,
I was really blotto.
It was hilarious. It's hilarious.
I don't know. Sunday was... Oh, Peggy. Peggy came home.
Of course,
home with
I
me.
Know exactly what happened. Yes. I'm waiting for you to remember your best friend.
Yes, it was Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and Peggy had picked up her daughter.
Peggy, who gave us this wine, who brought the wine for us.
And she picked up her daughter, Rachel, so we got to meet Rachel. Actually, they came into church, and Peggy was actually doing something for Bridge Church, leading them through some training.
Yeah, she's a business consultant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's training business. I'm not sure how to characterize her accurately.
Improves management teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who's worked in a company has seen these people come through, and it's very beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah. So
And she stayed here before, and why do we know she stayed here before? Because the toilet seats were down. So
was very aware of that, and she told Rachel, put the toilet seats down.
I love it. Oh my, I'm so worried about it. Let me check the toilet seat. Did I put it down? Because, Adam, you made me out to be this ogre who just walked around like, put the toilet seat down.
I made you out to be, you yelled at me on our third date.
I did not yell at
you.
Yes, you did.
No, you go, listen, the rule around here, babe, is you put the toilet seat down.
That's not true. It's not true. I said simply, if we all put the toilet seat down, there's never an argument about who left it up.
You did not.
That's exactly what I.
That's what I said.
Did not say that. Stop with the sound effects. That is not true.
Okay.
You said, hey, around here.
Around here. I never said around.
This is what
around
you said.
Around here.
Hey, listen, around here, if you want to stick around, got to put the toilet seat down. Okay, look at that rhyme.
Which is something I never would have. I like it though. You want to stick around, put the seat down. It's the lid. It's not the seat, it's the lid. And there's a reason for why.
Make sure you replace the toilet paper roll.
And the reason you close.
The paper has to be over, not under.
That's correct. Hello. What
and
are you,
knives,
a heathen?
Knives on the right with the
edge in. Yes. Hello, Emily Post. The reason you put the lid down is you do that before you flush so you don't spray all the nastiness throughout the house.
I understand.
I'm just explaining to our cork soakers.
And so when Annette and Jimmy were here, this was a couple of weeks ago, and we had our impromptu dinner, and I set the table, and Jimmy goes, oh, nice. You put the knife on the right side with the serrated side inside.
Oh, he knows. Very good.
Yes, I learned that from Adam Curry.
Yes, and I learned it from my mom, who got it from Emily Post. Okay, we're sophisticated around here. All right, we put the lid down, and we put the knife on the right with the serrated edge in. And the fork on the napkin.
Yes, very nice.
I taught you well.
Yes, you did.
It was nice having Peggy here. Her daughter, Rachel, is lovely. Yes. I'm going to use your word, is
Thank
lovely.
You.
She truly is lovely.
Yes, and talented.
Very talented musical singer.
Yes.
Didn't even realize that.
Yes. I mean, the voice that came out of her, we were like, whoa. Hello.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was pretty good.
And there was, Peggy and I just talk. So,
believe me, I talk some with Peggy too. Peggy likes to talk.
But there was no shortage of conversation because she's generally interested. And so she's
And I talked to her son, Jake.
Yes.
Who's 21 mm-hmm. and is trying to figure out what to do. And she showed me a video of him
at
graduation from Bible school.
Oh, it's some sort of Christian school.
It was like Bible school was a year off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he throws down this, he's just
dynamic.
The rap he gives, I'm like, holy crap, look at this kid.
He was talking about when they leave school, putting keeping the armor of God on you, right, because you're going to be faced with.
But he had notes, and I know he had prepared, but it just came out like a soliloquy. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And so he said, yeah, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to do something with the word of God. I said, well, you kind of our candidate for a podcast, to be quite honest.
Let's get you on Value for Value, baby.
I said, I do know a guy who could help you with some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very good kids.
Yeah. I had a great time. So we went walking on Monday, and she was at the Sunday service where Jimmy was talking about broken people. He's been doing this whole series, and how God doesn't waste our pain, and how he puts us back together, even though we're broken. And
Humpty Dumpty.
Yes. And so we were talking about it, and I got such clarity as we were talking about it, and how God uses broken people, and how, when I reflect on my childhood, and how I was always a people pleaser, and I always wanted to do things right, and just so that I could get the attention, the validation, the acceptance. And how God has now transformed that for me, where I don't necessarily feel that way, but now I want to be in service of other people, helping other people. Oh. So, which, a few people have turned.
But you're already working so hard. How can you do any extra helping? I'm sorry, people. Tina is not available for helping you today.
I know.
She's so busy.
I'm editing one person's story.
I'm updating
a resume, and I'm coaching somebody on how to ask for a raise. So I'm doing Texas Slim's website.
You are doing good things,
plus
girl.
Plus all the things that I'm doing for this podcast.
I mean, it's crazy.
The work environment here is lacking.
So I did want to say that what's interesting with Jimmy and I is sometimes he'll just text you in the morning, like something really nice.
Not me. You mean you?
No, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously feels bad because, the bus thing.
Oh.
So, but he said two things that I wanted to repeat.
Yes.
Which was so cool. And it was something how it was nice being friends. And he said, as steel sharpens steel, friend sharpens friends.
Oh.
And then another one, which when we were at the meetup, I think we were getting out of the car or into the car, out of the car. I don't remember which one it was. He said, and I think this came back. He said, the Lord doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Yeah.
And these are Jimmyisms that, and of course he gets it from scripture, but this stuff stays with me,
like,
man.
The leaky
I
buckets.
Love that.
Somebody has said, explain the leaky buckets to me.
Explain the leaky buckets.
Well, the leaky buckets for me is when I go to church on Sunday and I'm hearing the word of God, or when I open my Bible every morning and I'm hearing the word of God and I'm filled with his love and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I feel so full.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is so full and it just exudes out.
Right.
It's just out. Yeah. Outward. So I'm splashing and making messes everywhere.
Beautiful.
And it
messes.
Really makes a difference when you're kind to somebody, and that's how I felt in New York. I was kind to everybody because I was in such a happy frame of mind being with my daughter that it's so easy to be that way.
It's so easy to be kind.
It is.
It really is.
I know sometimes I'm mean to you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So every morning when I go out with Phoebe, it's all right. He protects me from the evil one.
Yes. So. Whoa, burn.
Just kidding. When we go out, the first thing we do, the minute we go through the back door is, fill me up, Holy Spirit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then Phoebe goes, huh?
Yeah.
But I was like, Phoebe, you feel that? Fill me up, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how I walked her today because you slept in. And so I walk out and I'm like.
That was odd. I slept until 8:30.
Yeah, you slept late.
But that's because I got up in the middle of the night and I got clear vision on some stuff. I'm like, whoa, thank you for giving me this. This is great for the show on Sunday.
I know.
Yeah. So
I walked out and I'm like. Oh, I look up and I'm like, chemtrails.
Really? Chemtrails
yes,
in the sky.
All the chemtrails are in the sky. And I'm like,
oh man.
Why? No, why?
That does kind of suck.
So,
anyway, I did want to say about living up in a down world. There was one bit when Jimmy and I were talking, and they were getting pretty personal about stuff. And Jimmy made a comment. He said, you know, I got mad at you, or I snapped or something. It was because I was mad at myself. And I thought that was so beautiful because I had just done that to you.
Oh.
That evening.
Oh, what did you do?
At dinner.
What'd you say? Oh.
So you criticized me. But I was mad at myself. I wasn't mad at you.
But wasn't it great how we talked through it?
Of course.
Because I said, yeah. I'm not criticizing you. Yeah. I'm trying to protect this cone of confidence yeah. that we have here.
Yeah, yeah. So. I know. And then they talked about that exact thing on the show.
I know
on their
I snarled under my breath, but I got over it.
I'm so lucky. I'm so fortunate to have you. I mean,
we learn from each other.
You truly are an angel. I mean, I'm almost not worthy.
Oh, yeah. Did I get a good present on our anniversary?
Almost not. Hey, who remembered our first dataversary?
You did. Mm-hmm. And so did Brian. Brian's what? Like, wasn't the 5
really?
55? Yes. Yeah.
That's odd.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of something I was going to say about Annette. I was telling her how we were talking about a couple experiences, and I was telling her how one thing that we have learned to do, and I think I taught you this, was when we react, step back and go, okay,
why am I reacting
this way? Something mm-hmm. is triggering something in me, and I'm reacting this way to this person. Why? And bring it yeah. back to me and why.
And it's
I'm
usually old. It's
it.
Usually old stuff.
It's always old stuff, yep. babe. It's always. Stuff.
Yeah.
So
it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's but we're still new. Eight years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four years.
Friday's going to be great. It was, I hope I told them 4 years. I probably said, we've been married for 8 years. So if there's an eight somewhere.
I'm excited to see what you have planned.
Well, you know, where we're going, because obviously, you know, there's only a few places you go. But I called Richard.
Yes.
Richard. I said, Richard, here's the deal.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. He's not even in town though, right?
Well, he and,
drink up.
The sommelier. Jordan. No, the sommelier.
Oh, Dustin, Dylan.
Dylan, thank you.
Dustin, Dylan, no, David, Dylan.
They will be managing everything from their, where I think they're in New York.
Oh.
Yes, they'll be managing everything from there. I'm like, okay, okay.
Jeez, I'm excited. I'm excited.
No, it's just, let's have a nice meal together.
It'll
nice.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's just like yesterday.
No presents, right? Just cards?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, really? You said it. I have to ask.
No, no presents. I don't need anything. Do you need anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't need nothing.
You need another wire?
But they're on your side of the desk. Just throw some over. Kidding. It's all good.
Should we thank a few people?
First, I want to say happy birthday to Dame Jennifer.
Oh, yes. Dame Jennifer. She's the one that did our decanting jingle.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is...
You've been decanted.
Not just that. She's done many, many jingles for
No Agenda. Yeah.
And No Agenda and for
MoFax.
Podcasting 2.0, MoFax. And of course, she's done over 115 animated No Agendas.
Are you that many?
That many. It's a crazy amount. Yeah.
Right.
It's a crazy amount.
Those are good. Yeah. She's lovely. I use that word a lot, but she is. She's the epitome of lovely. And I know this was a big birthday for her. And I said, you know, remember that this is what I said. Where's my phone? I'll read exactly what I sent her. I said.
Hold on. Well, we have this silence.
In the evening.
I said, remember, age is but a number that counts the wisdom we've collected through the years. That's all it is.
That's true.
It is.
I do not feel 58, almost 59.
You're 58?
I do not feel that way at all. I mean, my body maybe sometimes.
But you're starting to work out June 1, which yes. you know is in
30 days.
14 days. Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah. And that's when you're going on your social media
detox.
Yeah. Now tell us about that. How will you survive?
I will.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to work out more.
Well, no, you can't, because I'm going to be working out for the month of June. So you cannot work out. I need my schedule. You're going to have to get out.
Wait,
you go.
Wait, it's my room. You got to write your name in on the calendar door.
I'll have to reserve the space.
That's
yes.
right. Yeah. And there's a small fee.
With the resource planner. I'm using the mirror. I'm excited. I'm going to use the mirror.
Okay. Yeah,
the one you don't use the mirror.
Wait, you're excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm excited to show you what I can do.
That's blotto, man.
Oh, really? This is so bad.
I was really blotto.
You watch. My neck's going to get thick. I'm going to be walking around with, like, you know, with my guns. You have no idea. I know it's going to happen. My body is primed for this stuff.
Okay. I'm like, I'm so excited.
Are you hammered? You're blotto is what you are. You're blotto.
I'm so excited to witness this.
Let me promote myself. I'm going to be on Glenn Beck next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, next Tuesday. Yes, Maverick's flying you there.
Maverick is flying me up. He canceled patients. He's so sweet. He calls me today. He says, how's it with you? Do you need to come in? Do we need to adjust anything? Are you soliciting? Do you need something? Is it okay? Because, you know, do anything before Tuesday? Because, you know,
just
you
don't want to bring his glue on Tuesday just in case they fall out.
I'm totally going to say, you know, I'm so important that I bring my own periodontist with me just in case, you know, I need an adjustment of my teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's flying.
Your
this
first
up in
interview
his
with Glenn Beck was so good. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your wife.
Oh,
I mean,
thank
I think
you, darling.
Yeah, because
thank
you know, I critique you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yes, you
lost
do.
Your train of thought. You started one way and then you went left and then you went right and you never went back to the original thought.
This does happen. Yes.
Yes,
you do. Yeah. Yeah. But not all the time because I don't do it all the time. But yes, when I do it, you tell me all the time.
So make sure you stay on point.
Okay.
Well, or I'm going to be texting you.
Well, he's had some great guests on that I'm going to refer to. So
I know.
You know, and, I know. And I mean, I have some good things to talk about. I mean, we've definitely been discovering some things that he's interested in, especially this AI bull crap.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I know
very
you're
excited.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited.
And then
about
after
that,
you go on Megyn Kelly. I have kind of a girl crush on her. I like her.
Which
a lot.
Means someone's going to get fired. When I go on Megyn Kelly, look out, mainstream. Someone's getting axed. Yeah. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And then we have vacation. We're planning our vacation, which will be a working vacation, a working due vacation.
Yes.
We're going to
be
seeing people. This is not a lay on the beach hangout type of Jamaica situation.
No, but when we get to Italy, we are going to be seeing things and places. We're going to be doing things.
Well,
it's not laying on the beach.
No. Yeah. But it's we're not going to any particular. We're not going to Rome or Venice.
We're going to Cinque Terre.
Yes.
That was recommended by your sister Willow.
Right. And
they live in Italy.
That's going to be like cool thing, like OG villages, shipping, fishing village, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was nice. We'll see my friend Hans in Spain.
Yes.
We're going to see Christina for her birthday, her birthday.
Yep.
And also see some of my other friends in Holland.
Yes.
Like Lex.
Yeah. I've got the spreadsheet planned out.
You're so good at this.
I know. Then you just need to make all the reservations.
Yeah, I know. I'm really good at that. I am. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
And we have Christina and Kevin coming in July.
We haven't booked anything yet, though.
No, but I'm going to book for them.
Okay.
Yeah. So Kevin's never been.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been to America. So, and I said, hey, I told Christina, it's like, how about 4th of July? And she was excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited.
We have to make sure we do something for 4th of July.
Well, the whole town is crazy on 4th of July.
Yes.
You know, this is what's so nice. We just walk up to Main
Street.
It rained
last year. Did it rain last year? I can't remember.
No, we went to the parade. Didn't we go to the parade?
Oh, it was canceled because of the fire hazard.
Oh, that's right.
It was canceled.
You're right.
Yes, yes.
But she's very excited, and she so wants to come out and hang. They're older now. You know,
they're older.
Yeah, they're just.
She's going to be 33.
Yeah,
ding.
She just wants to like chill.
Yeah.
And you're like, do they realize there's nothing to do here? So yeah, they realize it pretty well. They live in a city. They live in a bustling city of Rotterdam, which is also not the safest.
Yeah.
So,
but they need to go to Austin though.
Oh no, I'm going
to
totally send them off to Austin for a few days.
Yeah,
they can go hang out and do whatever they need to do there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Frog is back.
Oh, brother.
Yes, I want everyone to know that we have a bullfrog and he was gone for most of the winter.
That's important, people. The frog is back.
Mr. Frog is back. I love Mr. Frog. You know, he
and
comes
Mr.
back.
And Mr. Dead Scorpion is back, too.
Now, the dead snake is still out in front.
Oh,
that's crazy. Tina comes up. Oh, there's a snake. I almost stepped on him. I'm like, let me go see the snake. And I go out and there's a dead snake.
I didn't know it was dead.
Maybe he's a foot and a half.
No.
He's not 2 feet long.
I bet you. Okay. Did you move him yet?
No.
He's been rotting in our driveway for 2 days.
I was hoping that someone would like eat him.
Like,
why? This is a question for Vineyard Nation. Why do dead snakes not get taken away by other animals?
And is there symbolism with that? Because you thought there was symbolism
with
them.
Yeah, if there's a dead snake who can't get onto my property, he's at the end of the driveway because, you know, he died the minute he came onto our driveway. Does that mean something? Is the serpent not welcome here? That's what I want to know.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We got to hear from those corksuckers now.
We got some corksuckers who were checked in with us once again.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
So we have a donation page, CurryandTheKeeper.com. You click on the donation page link and you go there. And it explains exactly how everything works. We now are doing credit. So anyone who is $50 or above gets an associate executive producer credit, $100 or above an executive producer credit.
Yes.
Love that very much. And we have a couple people who actually will be credited today.
Oh.
And if you, and now let's just be sure, because this is going to come up starting as of today.
Right.
As of episode 39, the count starts. If you hit $500 in total, doesn't matter how long it takes, could take it 2 years. We don't care.
Yeah.
You become a certified sommelier, and you get 2 Curry and the Keeper engraved glasses.
Right. Anything and we else? Haven't decided whether they're stemmed or
they're stemmed.
Cups.
I'm making the executive decision here.
And then you said to me at dinner, go, you're going to get busier because you're going to be packing glasses. I go, you're going to be helping me.
It's not at all how that went. I will, if you want to know how that went, you're like, this table is just a free for all. Everything's on the table, which by the way is all your stuff. No. All your stuff. And then I'm like, it's about to get busy. That's what I said. It's about to get busier when we start sending out wine glasses. That's exactly. I said, it's about to get fuller, the table, when we're sending out wine glasses.
I don't remember you saying we, because I said you're going to be helping me with that.
Well, you were just so insane about you can be helping me. You stand up in defiance and walk to the kitchen.
I did not.
Okay, maybe this is how I remember it. It's my movie.
You're exaggerating.
I'm the star of my movie. Here. We want to thank Addison Todd, who came in with that. He's our top donor for today. And now this is a combination of PayPal and Satoshis. Remember, if you donate in Satoshis, if you're boosting us through Fountain, Podverse, Podcast, there's so many. Podcast Guru. What else do we have?
Castomatic.
Thank you very much. You get to count that 1.5 times.
Tally
towards
coin.
Your coin. Tally coin. We love the tally coins. Yes. Yeah, very good, darling.
Hey.
So he came in with some Fiat Fun coupons through the PayPal, $88.88, the lucky eights. And he says, God bless both of you.
Aww.
My mom, Vicky, is a huge fan.
So sweet.
I wanted to hijack your platform to wish her a happy belated Mother's Day.
Aww,
everything
so sweet.
I'm doing today is a result of her diligence and faith over the years. You two are an inspiration and a joy to listen to. Love and lit. Sir Addison.
Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you. And there's, of course, with $50 right underneath is our trusty producer, Steve Weiss. He says, our first donation. Can't wait to plan a keeper outing in Vegas.
Woohoo!
And he says, bring the pastor's wife along as well. We have some amazing ladies here that would love that.
Damonette, you and me.
We're partying it up, girls.
We can bring the boys.
Exactly. Now, because this, let me just see. So we got $48.06 from Ryan Tierney. I'm not sure why the 48.06. Do you have any idea why that is? And we don't have a note from him.
I do. I have a note.
Oh, yeah, from Ryan Tierney?
Yes, he sent me an email.
He said, good.
He said, hi. Oh, it says it was $50 from Ryan Tierney. That is what.
Oh, I know what's happening. Okay. It's $50.
PayPal. Skimming off the top.
That's what PayPal takes. Okay. We've got to get the full amount.
It says, hi, Tina and Adam. I told Tina when she was graciously chatting with me on Instagram a few weeks ago that I thought it was likely I would donate to PayPal once you got that set up before I was able to get around to figuring out the whole Bitcoin thing. I did make an effort this afternoon after seeing the tempting 1.5 times for Satoshi's offer, but in the end got frustrated and went the PayPal route. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Sorry, Adam. I will get it someday. Anyway, very much enjoying your podcast. Listening to your faith journey has helped reinvigorate my somewhat stagnant relationship with God. Your excitement about it is contagious.
Oh, nice.
Ryan Tierney, Sir Doherty of the Northern Shenandoah Valley.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
So kind. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And yes. Yeah.
And then
I'm glad you're on the faith journey with us.
Indeed. We're fun to travel with.
We are.
When it comes to that.
We're having a great time and our life is filled with color.
It is.
Yes.
$50 from Sir Timothy of No Fixed Title, the Baron of the Upper Peninsula. And he sent a rather long note, but he actually has an invitation for us. But he says, hello, Adam and Tina. I hope your New York City trip is going well. I have good news to share with both of you. But first, I want to thank you both for the Curry and the Keeper podcast, which has helped encourage me during some tough times in the past 19 months. How about that?
And he also says, yes, I from Timothy Kieran.
Yes.
Kiernan. Mm-hmm. Hi, Tina and Adam. With my employment situation looking up, I thought it was time to donate. Thank you for a show that puts some normalcy and positivity into this crazy world. And that is really...
It's exactly what we're going for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's laugh.
I was really blotto.
And a little bit of blotto. Yeah. Just saying. He also says, you transmit a positive vibe that really helped me while I've been putting my life back together after losing a job/career, to the evil Ford Motor Company's vax mandate. He was a Ford man.
Wow.
Shirt, the monogram shirt.
Did he send you all the stuff?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. And it was one of the saddest things for him. It was hard. He loved that company.
Yeah.
And he was there for years.
Yeah.
The journey has been harrowing, combined with invigorating, and ultimately worth it to stand up to what's right. Now, he is coming to Austin June 19th. Mm-hmm. And he's flying, which is like, you know, he wants to take us out to dinner. I don't know if we can do this, brother. I don't know. But if we can, we will.
Yes.
But we love that you invited us. And we are definitely, we feel you, man. We feel you on the...
it's a Monday. We might be able to do it.
Yeah. I have to look because there's a lot. You know, I do have my workout schedule. It's June. Now we have our top Satoshi donor, 123456. We love that number. And this is from Anamika. In Florida, she says, dear Adam and Tina, looking forward to the weekly episodes of More Life, Love, Wine, and Laughter. I love the idea of earning our wine glasses because the Dutch have a history of incentive of savings. This is true. They had a zegeltjespaarder, which means you save little stamps from the grocery store. Douwe Egbertspunte, which is little points you could cut off of the coffee, off of the coffee pack. This is a big deal in Holland.
Okay. What do you do with those points from the coffee pack?
You save them up and you get like a coffee machine.
Oh.
Coffee maker. I do have some Dutchisms for you. Hold on. Got some new Dutchisms. Hold on. Where is it?
Here? Oh, are we trans?
Dutchism
of the
week. Wait,
you're right in the middle of her notes.
Yes. Yeah. This is why people need to listen to our donation segment because it's interesting. So you already know, I think you know, zich de kaas van het brood niet laten eten, which it translates as, you don't let people eat the cheese from your bread. You've heard this one, right? You like this one, which means you don't let people mess with you, right?
Don't let the people eat the cheese from your bread.
Yeah, which means people can't, they don't mess with you. You don't let people mess, you don't let people eat the cheese off of your bread.
Okay.
Here's the follow-up to that.
Okay.
Er geen kaas van gegeten hebben. Translated, you haven't eaten that cheese, which means you don't know what you're talking about.
He says that to you. That's the response. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't have to. You could. You can't. Hey, you haven't eaten that cheese, man. You know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna say that to you when you're talking to him. Like, hey, you haven't eaten that cheese, dude.
I'm telling you, the Dutchisms are great. Thank you, Anamika. $25 from Zachary Trimble. No note from him through the PayPal. We appreciate it. Then we got a.
Oh, there was no note from him.
No, there was Trimble? Not. No, there was not. Was not. And then we got a, where is it? I had a Striper boost.
Wait a minute.
What, do you have a note from him?
Oh, no. It was 25.33. Katie Trimble.
Oh.
Katie Trimble, too. Yeah. Probably Katie and Zachary.
But no note, right?
No. I don't have a note.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Then 77,777 sats. Pastor Jimmy.
Woohoo!
A Striper boost. Oh. Striper boost.
Okay, is he feeling guilty?
Not for a second. He says
about you driving.
He says if you hold your nose, the aloe vera juice goes down nicely.
Annette is like, this is so good. Although she's digging on the Moscow mules. Now.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, this is from our episode 38, floaty juice. So we were kind of busting on their aloe vera juice. Another great episode from two of my favorite humans. Love you. Thank you very much. $20 from Katie Chopper, and that was cash that came
in.
Can
I read her
note? Please do. What did she have to say? Oh yeah, okay. Yes,
I got it right here. Dear Adam and Tina, ITM, which is in the morning, but we say, what's our jingle?
You forgot it already?
In the evening!
So it's ITE.
ITE.
Thank you for your courage and desiring to become a small bit of a cork soaker. By the time you receive this, I may have already made it to the round table. Oh, we don't have a round table, though. We got to think about that.
Now, is she decanting here, or what's going on with this?
It's mixing between...
Well, no agenda and Curry the Keeper.
But we got to think about, if it's not the round table, what is it? Is it the... I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
I have to think about that.
God bless you. God bless you as you journey in faith in Jesus, our Lord and King. She's so sweet.
And what did she send? A whole bunch of stuff?
She sent the $20 bill.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Well, I'm going to decant her. I don't know if she's been decanted.
You've been decanted.
She says, please purchase some Kirkland Signature Black Label. Actually, the label is slate blue.
Yes.
Bordeaux. And there should be enough for two and a bit more.
So yes. Katie, if we can find it, we will. If it's still there, we definitely will.
Because we've had that and it's been really good. Yeah. So thank you, Katie.
56567 from Sketchy Cuts. We did get it in.
Oh,
and,
good.
He says that that was through Fountain. Thank you very much, Sketchy Cuts. He said he sent an email to you at the Substack.
I shall read it. It says, this donation represents my 56th lap around the sun today, May 17th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right.
Wow, you're younger than Adam. I asked ChatGPT to write me a heartfelt letter of gratitude, and here it is.
Oh.
Quotes. Your show is a lovely break in this often troubling world. It is great to see two people who love each other as much as you two and watch you grow in your faith. Well, that wasn't bad. So I asked.
That's pretty good.
I asked for some gift buying advice. Quote, for a great heartfelt gift for the dog lover in your life, why not visit sketchycuts.com and get a doggy planter box? They are as adorable as Tina and Adam together.
Aww.
Not too bad, I think. Be like the cool kids and order a custom box today only at sketchycuts.com. He sent us the beautiful cutting board.
I know exactly what it is.
It's gorgeous. And definitely. He has the cutest doggy planters. It's so cute. So I mean, can we send in a picture of our dog and he can replicate it? That would be kind of cute.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, so cute. I guess so. Thank you so much.
And
so
happy birthday. Very nice.
Circumference.
Hugh Cargo, 4,400 sats. He says, boost. Love you guys. Go Jesus. All right.
That's how we drink wine.
Go Jesus, baby. 33,444 from Sir Brian with an I. And he says, in the evening.
In the evening.
He says, now I'm not a financial advisor, but let's examine some expenditures.
Oh.
You people have Netflix, Spectrum, Disney Plus. That's at least $100 a month. That's 369,026 satoshis every single month. Cut the cable, skip the Ozempic indoctrination, and enjoy the massive amounts of no-cost ad-free content out there and simply boost the shows that you enjoy. Parallel economy, y'all. And speaking of numbers, I'd like to wish Dame Jennifer a happy 40th plus shipping and handling. Oh. That's very nice.
That's sweet. That's Thank cool. you, Brian.
We just cut the cable. We're very happy
saving
about that.
A lot
that.
Of money, yes.
Yeah, we got rid of the Verizon dongle, which was $130 a month, but that was a backup. And so we got rid of that.
Yeah. And then when you took the box back to UPS to ship back, right. What did they tell you?
Well, so we got rid of Spectrum. We had two DVRs. We had the internet. It was $300 a month. And paying less than half of that for 5 gigabits a second.
Whatever per that minute. Means.
Yeah, which is massive. Big pipe, baby.
Big pipe.
Big pipe. And I'm chatting to the lady at the UPS store. She says... And I said, a lot of people bring these back. She said, a lot. I said, number one reason, she says, expense.
Oh, and no doubt.
And then as I'm leaving with the receipt, she says, hold on to that like you're married to it. I said, okay. Which I think is probably right. You know.
Yeah, because they'll come back after
people
you.
Kind of douchey.
Just want to alert everybody, we have finished the bottle. It's poured in our glasses.
Well done.
We sucked that down quick.
That's right.
Pretty good, Peg. Thank you.
Are you feeling no pain?
I'm feeling no pain.
All right. Whole row of three is 33,333 from Gene Everett. Boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
Listening while driving through Armonk.
Oh.
All right. The old haunts. You got it, man. And there he is. 33,015 from Comic Strip Blogger. And here we go. Another bit of prose. Perceptions often color the experience of reality, and podcasts are an honest appraisal of persons' reflections. Waters are often muddied by underinformed views charged with emotion, and cork soakers can help to keep themselves from echo chambers by maintaining a well-regulated, robust repertoire of podcasts. So, to keep automated annihilation at bay, consider a curated collection of artificial intelligence news in your podcast feed. Find this and more at AICooking.show.
Nice.
Yo, CSB and Gwoof.
Gwoof.
Thank you very much, boys. 1533 from Bubba. I know who Bubba is. We met him at the Kill It and Grill It. I remember
Bubba.
Finally
got it, Bubba.
He says, rednecks are the best. In fact, I'm absolutely sure a boatload of your ancestors were rednecks.
No doubt.
So redneck is good and a building block of all that is good. And Adam is pooping fine, so all is good.
How's Correct. It going, babe?
It's going great.
Oh, good.
Things
good.
Are very well.
And yes. I came home and you were snarfing a Whataburger.
I was today. I was.
You looked a little embarrassed when I walked in. You were like, oh.
I had the bay door open because it smelled. It does smell.
You looked a little embarrassed, like you got caught doing something you weren't supposed to do. You were snarfing.
No, you know, that's funny you say that because when I came home, I was like, oh, good, the car's not here. So I don't get ridiculed. I at least get to eat some of it before the ridicule starts.
I did not say a word to you, did I? Did I?
No. Tina okay. Marie Curry?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
Your hair looks really cute tonight.
Thanks. I washed it yesterday.
It smells great.
Good thing it doesn't smell like Whataburger.
And there's 12345 from Sir Brian with an I. Now,
look,
now, here he says, I'm sitting on 2,491,446
Satoshis. Dude, get your wine glasses,
1 million. Well, I think what he's saying is that he donated this.
Oh.
He says 1 million of that was in fiat. Points are calculated based on the value of Bitcoin at the time of the donation, and Bitcoin gets you 1.5 credit. I have no idea what level I'm at. I need a course in arbitrage. No, you don't, because the counting starts now.
Today. Sorry, Brian.
We were very clear about that. But we appreciate all the previous support. We really do.
We appreciate you trying to argue your case, too.
A boob donation, 8008 from Nat Gassimerson. Or Nat Gassimerson.
I think he needs to be decanted. I don't remember Nat.
Well, let's give him
is a Nat or Nate?
You,
it
says
Nat. Is it Nat G-N-A-T?
No, it says Nat G-A-S-I-M-M. Nat Gas Immersion, maybe?
Oh.
I don't know. It's all one word.
Hmm.
I'm with Adam on stems.
Oh.
Must have. So there's a vote for stems.
See, and some people, like Pastor Jimmy said, sippy cups.
Sippy cups, really?
He said the no stems. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm against.
We were at his house.
I know, but I'm just stem. We don't drink sippy cups. These are stems.
Okay.
This is cool. Sippy cups.
All right.
7777 from C Brooklyn 112. Great episode. You're an inspirational couple on how to have fun among the craziness that's going on in the world. Thank you for the entertainment.
Yes.
We're very happy to entertain.
It's just our life, which is funny.
Nomadic Coder 5555. It's been a while since I last boosted. I was as surprised as Adam was when I heard Roger McGuinn was a Christian when I saw him perform at my church in 2001.
Oh, wow.
That must have been cool.
22 years ago.
Wouldn't it be cool if we can get him to perform at Bridge? Come out to do Bridge.
Let's ask him.
I would never ask him to do that.
Why?
It's like asking a magician to do a trick.
No, be like, hey, come and hang out in the hill country. We'll serve you some beef. And let's go to church.
Hey, want to go to church? I would feel uncomfortable. I would never
Well,
ask.
He's listening. Hey, Roger. The invitation's out there. Hey, Let us know.
You mean we got a bird listening to this show? So cool. Someone actually, 4,500 sats. What does a woman want more than anything in the world? Nothing. She's fine. Please decant.
You then decanted.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the lower the amounts, the funnier the notes get. It's interesting how that works. 3369 from Sir Joe Ho. Greetings to the talent and the producer.
Yes, thank you.
I can't help but listen to every episode and enjoy your amazing interaction and stories. I often listen with my own keeper, Dame Frankie, as we do activities around the house. Thank you for letting us into your life and especially for your enthusiasm and upbeat attitude. By the way, Tina was confused by the Swazelnuff and Adam didn't explain it.
The Swazelnuff?
Did someone send a 69? Yeah, Swazelnuff.
Oh.
This is a no agenda thing that goes way back. So
okay.
Swazelnuff would be 69 and somehow that became Swazelnuff. I don't know why. It's been a long time. I was doing drugs at the time. I don't remember. It's just a take on how Adam says 69 in French and became an NA meme. As for the stems, we prefer none.
Oh, woohoo!
All right, so we got one stems, one sippy cup.
No.
Who wants sippy cup? What?
Pastor Jimmy's on my side.
That's what. That's
two
one.
Two sippy cups. He said sippy cups.
Yeah. All right, people. Let's see what Kyron says. Mere Mortals podcast, row of ducks. Oh, Adam, your Mere Mortals t-shirt is on the way, although this is because I donated. Yeah, I got the stems from, I got the glasses from Mere Mortals podcast.
Oh.
I donated enough.
Well, you got the glasses. What
no,
do you mean
but
glasses?
He doesn't have glasses. He has t-shirts.
Oh.
So I got the premium and he's boosting us to let me know it's on the way.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much, Kyron. GoCaller 3333, love the show. It's a pleasure to unwind while listening to Tina and the other guy.
Oh, man. That's why my work environment here is lacking.
It's so hurtful.
I'm the talent and I'm working in a mess over here.
Sir Miguel of New York City, 2007.
Oh,
thank you, Megs.
Thanks,
Megs. We got 1111 from Boober. Grains of rice boost in, oh, a grains of rice boost in honor of Tina making the rice.
Oh,
she hit the on button. Wow. Thanks for the fun listen, Sir Boober.
Did make the rice.
And Shayna, I don't know which Shayna it is, 500 sats, switched podcast players, still listening fast. Sorry.
I don't think that's our Shayna.
No, I don't think it's our Shayna. And then the Eric with an ITM and 100 sats. We appreciate all very, very much.
I have a couple things too. Nancy Johnson made a pledge through Substack and we have not turned that on Substack.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, okay.
I want to just acknowledge her pledge. It was of $80.
Oh, so that'll come out every month?
I think so. As we go through this, I'm learning more and more about Substack. So just bear with us on this.
It's fun though. Substack is kind of cool.
It is. But I also wanted to read a couple notes and acknowledge a couple books that we got. So Dame Mandy reached out to me. She wrote about a 3,000 word essay about her faith journey, which is really remarkable because it parallels in many ways my own faith journey.
Is something she wants to publish online?
Yes. Or? And so she asked for my comments on it. Uh-huh. So of course I'm editing it.
Big mistake. That means you're basically doing a full on publishing edit.
I made quite, cause I told her less is more and then I have some questions. And so I'm almost done with it, but anyway, she sent me a lovely, lovely
like a box of all
of
kinds of
goodies,
like all made with
chocolates and jams and syrup.
Syrup. Well, that's interesting. What do you say in Indiana?
Syrup.
We just say pass the Aunt Jemima.
Syrup.
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 I say syrup.
Washcloth.
Washcloth.
No, I don't say that.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
And a candle. I mean, it was just absolutely
very
thoughtful.
Value for value, right there.
Yes. Yeah, so she sent me a note and it says, "Dear Tina, thank you so much for your time and extremely helpful feedback. It was so kind of you, even though we don't know each other personally. I'm sending a little bit of the place I call home to share with you and Adam." I guess I have to share it with you. As a token
well,
of my gratitude.
Call me Adam and not the producer guy. All right. That's nice.
We have a wonderful store called Bringing You Vermont, and everything they sell is made in the Green Mountains. I hope you enjoy them. And again, thank you so much, Dame Mandy.
Oh, very sweet.
That was so sweet. So she sent that. And then also we got a couple more books. I send every book to Nett like, hey, give me your review on this. She knows so much. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from Annette. I just love her dearly. I learned so much
from her. Well, at least she doesn't, talk about your driving behind your back.
No, she likes the way I drive.
She likes the way you drive. Jimmy's gonna be. Do you think he knows I'm just kidding? Do you think he knows
yes,
I'm okay?
He does. All right, just all like right. He, yes.
All right.
So this is from Vicky Todd, and she sent the book "The Grace Message" by all Andrew right. Farley. So, and Annette knows this book as well, and she said, "Adam and Tina, I'm a longtime NA listener, and I started with Curry and the Keeper at the beginning. Yay, Tina." Of course, now I'm listening to Living Up in a Down World,
too.
Yeah,
you bet. Yeah, yeah.
I am beside myself with excitement listening to the two of you and your faith journey. Praise the Lord. Andrew Farley has been a life changer besides Jesus for me. This is one of his newer books. Enjoy God's blessing, Vicky Todd. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Oh,
that's
nice.
So,
what's the name of the book again?
The Grace Message.
Okay.
So, cool. Oh, it's so lovely. And then Bob Millsap. I'm friends with Bob Millsap. He is on Instagram. He is a No Agenda listener, and he really had a hard time with COVID. He was in the hospital. It was on the line for him.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so he reached out to me and he said, He wrote a book. Shake Yourself Free, Take Control of Your Life to Move Through the Pain.
Wow.
From Bob Millsap. And I'm so honored that he said
this. We should put these in the show notes.
I should.
Books. Yeah.
He says, Tina, I sure appreciate your kindness and genuine concern during my crazed fight for life. He was fighting for his life.
Wow.
Seriously.
You know, so was Alex, by the way.
Alex.
From the meetup.
Oh, Zavala.
Yeah.
Yes. He told me that.
Yeah.
Did he share that with you?
He said that, you know, he said like, hey, thanks for saving my life. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Because you gave him the knowledge. Yeah.
I hate to think that anyone take medical advice from us, but at least whatever he was hearing from us, he made his own decisions. And I think definitely worked out
No Agenda
well
gave him the information that he needed.
That he needed at that moment. Yeah.
And it was the right decision.
Yeah.
So Bob goes on, he says, I'm forever grateful. I truly hope that you enjoy this book. God bless you and Adam. Aww. Bob.
I want to read that.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to read that for sure.
Oh my gosh. Because yes, I know he was.
How'd you become friends with Bob?
I don't remember. I mean, he probably.
And does Bob know that you won't be able to talk to him for the whole month of June?
Oh, Bob, sorry.
A lot of people won't be able to talk to
The only thing
to
I'm going
to
be doing in the month of June is posting the show. I'm not going to doom
You're
scroll.
You're not going to do DMs?
No, I'm not going to doom scroll.
Wow.
I'm going to put a notice deactivated until.
You're going to do deactivated?
Until July 1. Mm-hmm.
And then what? Then you're just going to go full on back
into
it?
And then I'm
going
to go on like, wow, look at all these messages I have.
And then somewhere in August, you'll surface from answering them all.
And the only reason I did that was until June 1st. Well, I started on June 1st is because our anniversary is on Friday.
Oh.
Let's relive that day.
Okay. Let's renew our vows. So nice. Yes. Let's hold hands and tell each other a secret.
It was the most fun day.
Our wedding was a good day.
It was a good day.
Yeah. So you have to post something about it.
I get it.
Yeah,
you gotta post a reel or something.
Yeah. Of us walking out to AC/DC.
Yeah.
Right on, girl.
Right on.
Right on, girl. Right on. Was that our notes? Was that everything?
That's it. Yeah.
So we are a value for value podcast. We appreciate it. If you got some value, send it back to us. We love books. We love things in the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 1849, California Gold Rush. Easy to remember. Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. We have a donation page. And of course, we always encourage everyone to get one of the cool new apps that are part of Podcasting 2.0. We do need to build a parallel economy. You watch because it's going to be one day. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You can't buy any beef because you've used all your carbon credits with the cow farts.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. And then you'll be able to use your Bitcoin and go buy it from KNC Cattle and then still support our show, which will not be taken down by the evil Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
Because we talk about beef.
My head's
and
dizzy.
God.
My head's dizzy.
Yeah. You be careful. You know, it's like, you know what they call us now? It's the Christo-fascist.
Whatever. I don't want to go there.
No, I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to go there. I'm through my list. I'm done.
You have nothing left?
I have nothing. I'm done.
Holy moly.
I did most of the talking. I'm carrying the show, man.
As always, darling. As always. Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I love you so much.
And I love you.
Do you know how much I love you, though?
I do. I can't wait for my present on Friday.
Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on Curry and the Keeper.
I was really blotto.
Curry and the Keeper.